Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of November 29, 2008. I'm Anna Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers, campaigning for peace. The New York-based Granny Peace Brigade is campaigning to close all United States military bases around the world. Last week, members of the anti-war group marched and sang in Manhattan. The demilitarization campaign started after delegates from Japan, Germany, Italy, and South Korea called for base closures during the Women's International Democratic Federation Summit, held on March 6th in Caracas, Venezuela. Code Pink co-founders Jody Evans and Medea Benjamin and retired Army Colonel Anne Wright traveled to Iran for a week-long citizen diplomacy trip to foster peaceful ties between the United States and Iran. The anti-war women's group also launched its War Is So Over campaign on November 12th to press for an end to the war in Iraq. More news to cheer this week. Sheikh Femini Naji Al-Imam, an influential Muslim cleric in the Mufti of Australia, has proposed ending gender segregation in mosques, The Age reported. Naji Al-Imam's proposal is a response to Muslim women's anger at entrenched discrimination in a country where most mosques have barriers between men and women sections. 10 Taliban militants were arrested for the November 12th acid attacks on 15 schoolgirls and their 23-year-old teacher in Afghanistan, the Associated Press reported. Desiree Rogers, a Harvard-educated Chicago businesswoman, friend of Michelle and President-elect Barack Obama, and a fundraiser for the Obama campaign, will be named the first African-American White House Social Secretary. Girls' arrests have dropped over the last decade, according to a Department of Justice report. The number of girls under the age of 18 arrested for aggravated assault fell 17% from 1998 to 2007, down from the peak levels in 2004, when girls accounted for 30% of juvenile arrests. Civil rights and racial justice should be the Obama administration's top priorities, according to three-fourths of the 18 to 29-year-old women surveyed in a November 24th report. Young women are more concerned than older women with healthcare, education, answering the loan crisis, affordable housing, and HIV/AIDS. Of the 1,000 women surveyed, 92% said they want the financial crisis to be the number one priority in Obama's first year. And now for the downside of news. Jeers for the news that gender violence is rampant. The International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women was marked by the United Nations this week to address persistent rates of gender-based violence. Around the world, 1 in 3 women experience physical or sexual violence during their lifetimes. The number of cases of violence against women in the Philippines rose 17% in 2007, according to a November 26 National Police report. A petition with 30,000 signatures in Australia demands that the federal government concentrates on ending gender violence, The Age reported. And in Canada, the YMCA is leading an effort to call on the government to develop a national strategy to end violence against women. International agencies and organizations also marked the 20th anniversary of World AIDS Day on December 1st, recognizing the increasing feminization of the disease. Currently, 33.2 million people live with HIV, 95% of which live in the developing world. In 2007, 2.5 million people became infected. Women now account for half of all infected people worldwide, and nearly 60% of all infected people in sub-Saharan Africa. More news to jeer this week. Out of 425 Malawi female candidates, 225 are withdrawing from races in the primary elections for the 2009 parliamentary polling. Female candidates have been victims of intimidation tactics such as shoving, insults, derogatory song lyrics, and pelting stones, the Interpress service reported. The National Assembly of Burundi criminalized homosexuality on November 12th, according to the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission. Those convicted of homosexual acts face fines and prison sentences from 3 months to 2 years. Lawmakers in Uruguay failed to gather enough signatures to override a presidential veto of an abortion decriminalization bill that would have ended the nation's 70-year-old abortion ban, the AFP reported. Yevgeny Zubov, the judge in the trial of the three men accused of murdering Russian journalist and human rights activist Anna Politkovskaya, defied calls to step down, The Guardian reported. The petition came after Zubov closed the trial to the public and announced a 10-day adjournment before allowing journalists back in. Politkovskaya's supporters believed she was murdered for her biting investigations of the Russian government and the Chechen War. Also noted in the news this week, following voters' rejection of same-sex marriage rights in California, lesbian and gay rights activists are turning their attention to other issues, the USA Today reported. The California Supreme Court is considering a lawsuit to overturn the election result, but in the meantime, activists will concentrate on passing a federal hate crime bill, lobbying for funding to investigate crimes based on sexual orientation or gender identity, and for a federal ban on job discrimination against lesbian, gay, and transgender workers. Martine Aubry, the female mayor of Lille-France, and a former minister of labor and social affairs, has been elected to lead France's opposition socialist party, making her a potential presidential candidate for 2012, the BBC reported. Aubry competed in a tight race with Ségolène Royal, who lost the presidential election to Nicolas Sarkozy in May 2007. These news briefs were compiled by Yulia Anglehescu. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anne-Marie Roque.